Whenever you do have AI and it's dialed in, you don't have to worry about, like, let's say voice AI, you know, answering phones. Once it's dialed in, it didn't get in a fight with its boyfriend last night. It didn't lose sleep. It doesn't have a child that's homesick today. All of these tools, they're as worse as they're ever gonna be. Like, they're only getting better. So even if you do some stuff now and you're like, oh, that's really pretty cool, well, it's only gonna get better. I mean, for example, just, you know, as we're recording this, just in the past day or so, OpenAI just released their new image generator. Just keep an open mind. Don't be married to these specific tools. Be married to outcomes, because when it comes down to it, what AI should help us get outcomes. Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Hi, and welcome to the 91 Day AI Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Mast, and today I've got with me Billy Sticker. Billy and I have known each other for a number of years now. We met through a mastermind group many years ago, and Billy is one of the few entrepreneurs I know in the digital marketing space that has really embraced AI. So Billy, I'm excited to have the conversation today, see where things go, and to hear more about what's going on. But for those that maybe aren't as familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about Billy, who you guys serve, and how you make their lives better?
Yes. First off, thank you so much. I absolutely just love to see this curiosity that you had, and then how you've just, God's like rained down favor, and you've grown this massive audience. I think it's fantastic. So thank you for all that you do in leading and guiding and steering this ship for all of us. You're doing just a phenomenal job. So
thank you.
Thank you for that. So first off, I've been married for, in April will be, well, so this month it'll be 29 years. We have three amazing kids, that are, two of them are married. They're all adults now, which just kind of blows my mind. So those of you with kids, let me tell you, I heard this quote and it was, you're going to spend the majority of your life knowing your children as adults, but for a brief time, you would get to experience them as kids. This too will pass. No, hopefully you're not going to have them underneath your roof forever, but just enjoy it. So we're very blessed. We're at a great stage in life, and God has been good to us. There's been, you know, good years and bad years, and we serve. Our main business is marketing for chiropractors. That's our the big business that we have. We have a few different businesses, but we have that, and we've worked in that niche for over 10 years now. We've served over 2,000 chiropractors. There's like 2,000 or 200,000 patients a month walk through the doors of a chiropractic office because of the work that we do. And heck, if you figure the average chiropractor, even if they were just to charge $35 to $40 a visit, if that was the average, and a lot of them are $50 to $75 to $150, I mean, it could be a lot more, but I mean, there's hundreds of millions of dollars generated for these local businesses because of the work that we've been able to do to help them grow. So,
love that.
So it's an honor that we get to take things that we're interested in, that we're good at, and use them to bless other people. So
very cool. Very cool. Well, Billy, I know you, kudos to you as well. I mean, you've been a great mentor. You've really helped me make some of the transition that I made a couple of years ago and decide to pursue that passion. But you've really implemented AI a lot in what you're doing with your clients. And you're one of, in my perspective, the leading agency leading that charge. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, when AI came on came on the scene, you and I were both in the same mastermind, and we heard a lot of people going, yep, I'm not going there, not doing that, not going to do it. That trend seems to be changing. But what caused you guys at ChiroCandy to say, hey, we're going to lean into this and embrace this? Can you talk to me about some of the value that that's brought to your clients?
Yeah, really, that's what it comes down to. You know, over the years, there's been several opportunities we've had as an agency to add new services. But you have to be careful not to just, you know, chase the shiny objects.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually had that with TikTok, for example. Some of my team were like, hey, let's do TikTok. And I was like, yeah, but is it going to work? And so I gave a few of them permission to test it on a few accounts, and mm-hmm. they tested it, and it was working really well. And so then we rolled out TikTok across, you know, all of our clients, and it generated an extra 7 figures in revenue just from adding that one service, you know. Wow. So I'm not opposed to adding services, but I am very hesitant. And I guess with AI, I think it's what Facebook was 10 years ago, where businesses, mm-hmm. you know, 10 years ago were like, ah, I wonder if we should be doing something on Facebook, but they just didn't pursue it. Now, most businesses have some type of presence, whether they're yeah. spending money or not, you know, they're doing something, you're posting online. And I think we're going to see the same thing with AI. And it's, I had one of the masterminds I'm in, the guy who runs it, he and I were talking, and I was telling him all the stuff we're doing with AI, and he put his hand on my shoulder. He's like, hey, could you do a webinar for us or do a training on AI? And I was like, yes, but that's almost like asking, hey, can you teach us the internet?
Yeah, it is. So you're absolutely
there's
right.
There's so many different things, and it can be overwhelming. I actually gave a presentation in Las Vegas last week. On AI. And one of the things that we talked about was being able to, how do you simplify it? And I mm-hmm. think as a business owner, what you want to do, because it can be extremely overwhelming. I like to look at it like this. Every team member you have, you pay them for an outcome. Mm-hmm. They have a responsibility. There's some kind of outcome. So what are the outcomes in your business that you need? And are there AI tools available to help you get that outcome? Another way to look at it is you can look at it in different buckets. We have the marketing bucket. We have the sales bucket, which are almost related, you know, but you mm-hmm. know, it's just kind of that front end of the business generating new revenue, which is probably one of the more profitable ways for you to use AI. So it's like, how can I use AI to market? How can I use AI to help with customer client acquisitions? And then you have your fulfillment, like onboarding and fulfillment, and actually whatever service it is that you provide for these customers, how can I use AI to help in that? Whether it's actually helping the clients or helping the team automate processes. And something else we can get into is automation's different than AI. And sometimes oh, yeah. automation is all you need, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's still tech, you know, but, you know, setting up these different things to just make life easier. And then you have customer service, and then you can even get into how to use AI to see around the corner. How to use AI to look to see what trends are happening and doing research on your competition and things like that. So there's these different areas that you can use AI for. And it's just a matter of figuring out, where do I want to do that first? You know, and we like to tell people, you can use AI to make money, save time, and then do research. Let's start with making money.
Yeah.
How do we use AI to help you make money? Because then you can take that extra revenue, and then we can focus on AI tools to help you save money and save time and do more research.
I love the way you lay that out, and it's so logical. I'm sure it's one of the reasons it's been so successful. Can you tell me, as an agency in working with chiropractors, can you give me an example or two of the type of success you've seen or the type of implementation? You don't have to mention tons of specifics, but just in general, can you paint a picture of what, you know, a business owner listening today, what might inspire them?
Yeah, one of the things that's been great, which we knew it would work well, but it's been amazing how much the clients have liked it, is just using AI chatbots, mm-hmm. which there's so many different tools out there, whether you're using, I mean, we can list off tons of them, Zappy Chat and ClosedBot and all these different ones. And when it comes down to it, that's really a good way to look at that, is that tool is an extension cord that connects ChatGPT or Claude to high level or to your clients. So there's tools that you're going to use. And a lot of these tools do things very, very similar, but some extension cords are a little bit better than others. Some have some neat little things built in that, you know, in case you do have a power surge, it's going to protect everything. And some is just, you know, just used to run electricity. So
yep.
It's finding things like that. But it's been neat hearing from our clients because, you know, one of the benefits is, you know, dealing with chiropractors. A new patient responds to a post on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube or Google Ads, whatever, and wants an appointment. Well, their team are doing other things in the office. They have to stop what they're doing and respond to that patient. And if they don't do it immediately, unfortunately, when Facebook sees them respond to that ad, that tells Facebook, hey, they're interested in this type of stuff. So Facebook starts to show them other similar ads. Mm-hmm. So let's say they see another office down the street offering the same thing, and they end up signing up for that one also. If that office gets them scheduled first, by the time this office follows up with them, they're not going to go.
Yeah,
lost opportunity. They're already scheduled. Lost opportunity. And not only when you lose that opportunity, it's not just the income from that patient, but the income from that patient or that client, you know, depending on what kind of business it is, you lost that. You lost the opportunity for any kind of referrals. And that other business now has more money that they can use to spend on more advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So that one lost opportunity is very, very massive. So how can you use it for speed delete? You know, following up with these leads as quick as possible. And mm-hmm. we tell everybody, look, when you first set it up, it's going to be about 80%. It's not going to be 100%. You're going to have to train it some, just like you would an employee. But that's a good one. Another great thing that we've used AI for is there's a couple of things when it comes to making videos. We actually have a couple of full stack developers on our team now that have built out some really cool AI automations. And one is we can put in a certain type industry business because some chiropractors are straight chiropractic. They do functional medicine, neuropathy, weight loss, laser, all kinds of different things. So we can fill this out. It'll actually look to find the most viral videos on TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. It pulls those hooks, pulls those scripts. It'll rewrite the hooks and scripts. We can connect it to 11 Labs. 11 Labs, well, then we have the doctor's voice trained.
Yes.
So now we have a dialogue-only script. We have the doctor's voice that can already can do everything, right? So the doctor's not having to go or the client's not having to go and re-record this. It's doing it all. And then we have the offices create a Google Drive full of B-roll.
Mm.
Them at the front desk, them with a patient, them doing an adjustment or an exam or them at the gym or them playing at the park with their kids, like just tons of B-roll.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take these videos and their team can do it. There's so many different video tools that you can use, but we have the doctor's voice. We already know what's viral, what works well. We know the hooks. And then the team just pulls some different B-roll. They make these 30-second videos. And it's not requiring anything from the doctor because the doctor's already trained their voice and they've already done the B-roll. And now they can do these videos multiple times a week or multiple times a month on autopilot, basically. You know, so those are some other cool things that we've seen on the front end that we're able to use some AI for that's been really pretty strong.
I love the way you're combining those tools to make it simpler for your clients. And, you know, you and I've talked over the years about getting video from clients is always difficult. Nobody ever wants to do it. And I love how you're combining that and putting that together into something that's super practical and also super useful because it allows create a lot more value for that individual chiropractor along the way. So you'd mentioned you just were speaking in Vegas and about AI and stuff like that. Can you share with me what are some of your thoughts as you take a look at the future and you know, we're recording this and going live in 2025 here in April. What are some of your thoughts about what we should be expecting as business owners over the next, I'd like to say year, but realistically with AI, it's probably the next quarter as fast as things are changing. Any thoughts on the technological perspective or what things we might see happening?
One of the things I like to say is all of these tools, they're as worse as they're ever going to be. Like, they're only getting better.
Yes.
So yes. Even if you do some stuff now and you're like, oh, that's really pretty cool, well, it's only going to get better. I mean, for example, just, you know, as we're recording this, just in the past day or so, OpenAI just released their new image generator.
It's unbelievable.
Just phenomenal. It's so cool. Just, you know, putting any image in there and saying, hey, I need you to add a dragon in the background, or, you know, recreate this as a Pixar style or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just doing it so seamlessly. It's just incredible. But what's it going to be like? Like you said, a quarter, you know, in a quarter or a year from now, no time. Yeah. So all of these things are just getting better. Don't be married to a tool. Yeah, that's one of the things that you want to be careful with. Because think of everybody who, you know, has spent a lot of time learning Flux and, you know, all this stuff. It's still useful in Midjourney, but now it's like, I may not even need some of those tools moving forward, you know? So just keep an open mind. Don't be married to your specific tools. Be married to outcomes, because when it comes down to it, what AI should help us get outcomes.
Yes.
So just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
So, no, it's so true. You know, I think you're spot on with what you mentioned about the tools, getting stuck on a tool and all that. Yeah, just because it'll be accurate as we go live here, the capabilities that OpenAI has brought out in the new image tool, and I still don't love every aspect of it, but one thing that amazed me, I did this morning, I took a news story and I took an image, you know me, I'm into my kind of my character Pixar style images, and I uploaded it and I told ChatGPT, I want you to create a 6-panel comic strip based upon this story. Then I want you to use the image that we've put in here to create the comic strip with the text that you just recommended. It gave me 6 panels, standard comic strip. Here's the part that amazed me. One, every image actually was consistent and looked like it was supposed to.
Nice.
And every word was spelled perfectly. We know that on Monday of this week, you couldn't have done that.
Right.
I mean, it's just amazing how quickly that changes. It literally 2 days ago, we couldn't have done that. And, you know, to me, that brings up all these new opportunities as well. It's, you know, I know you work with chiropractors, but imagine any local business now taking an image of the founder, the chiropractor, the owner, whatever, and being able to create comics that you can give out to kids who, of course, then start saying positive things. So McDonald's built their business over the years.
Right.
And have a simple marketing tool that you can reach out to that is, again, 1,000% unique to your business that no one can copy and duplicate. And it's just a matter of thinking of these new opportunities that just, like you said, didn't exist. So I think that's so exciting.
It is. There's so many things, and it can be overwhelming because every week.
Oh, like, can.
I don't know if you follow Matt Wolf. Like, he's one of the main guys.
Yeah. Oh,
I
follow absolutely.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
I just love it because, and there's so many people that do things very, very similar. But I just know every Friday I can hop on, watch a 20-to-30-minute video, and he's going to give me the recap of the week of like the highlights.
Exactly.
But even looking at what's going to happen in 2025, I think we are going to get more agentic. You know, we're going to see more AI, because right now we're using AI for different things, but it's not necessarily completing tasks fully. I mean, there are some tools available. I think this year we're going to see more of that, where you can actually give a prompt and actually it'll go out and complete tasks, which we see that a little bit with OpenAI's was an operator, and there's some other tools that they're doing some of this. Manus was doing, you know, some of this and some other ones, but I think we'll see more of the AI agents that actually can go out and accomplish things this year. I think next year there's going to be a big push towards the AI robots.
Yeah,
you remember, was it Rocky II? That it may have been Rocky III. It wasn't Rocky I because it was after he won, you know, or now all of a sudden he has money. And then, you know, he's got this robot, you know, in the house. And as a kid watching that, I remember thinking, one day I want a robot.
Yeah.
It's crazy thinking in the next few years, we may have robots in our house that can do the laundry, can do the dishes, can do these things. I was joking about this during my presentation in Vegas. You know, I'm not opposed to having one as long as I can lock my bedroom door from the inside. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If there is some kind of uprising, I don't want to wake up with, you know, some robot standing over me. That's still a little scary.
No, I get that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of people, I think you're right. I think the agentic AI, as they call it, is really, you know, what it can do is quite amazing. For those of you listening and going, what are you guys talking about? Right now, when we prompt AI, we're pretty much giving it a task and it completes that task. With agentic AI, what's so cool is you can actually give it a desired outcome and it will logic its way through and plan what needs to happen in order to do this. And that to me is just, again, probably a year from now, we'll be going, oh, big deal. But right now, that is kind of groundbreaking in what it's capable of doing. As an example, my inspired actually by you. So I know you and your sons do a lot of fun stuff together. And I decided we were going to do a father-son weekend for my two boys and myself. We're headed out to Pensacola Beach. We're going to do some fishing. We're going to be there for 3 days, though. And I'm like, I don't really know exactly what we should be doing. So I went to Manus, the AI agent mm-hmm. we were just talking about. And I said, okay, here's the details. Here's how old I am. Here's how old my sons are. Here's what they're interested in. Here's when we arrive. Here's when we leave. We don't have anything planned except we've got a condo on the beach and we've got a fishing trip booked on Saturday morning. What else should we do? And it thought for almost an hour and came back with the most elaborate, nearly 18 pages of suggestions of places to go, places to eat, venues to visit. And you go, okay, well, it was smart. No, but even better than that, I was able to watch the logic that it went through. And it even pointed out that both my sons are into military stuff. One of the forts that's in the area that we could go visit, we shouldn't plan to visit because it's closed the weekend that we're going to be there. And it identified other things like that. And, and as you watch the logic, it was fun just to watch it go through just, again, so much more than what we could do, again, not very long ago at all. So it's exciting to see that and see that happening across the board. As you take a look, you know, let's talk to the business owner. It's 2025. They've been looking at it, kind of like you mentioned, they've been looking at Facebook and they didn't do anything. Now they're looking at AI and they're wondering what should they do. Billy, what advice do you have for that business owner who's like, okay, I've played around with it a little bit. It's kind of fun. Man, that wasn't overly impressed. What should they be looking at and how should they be looking at implementing it within their business? Any suggestions on maybe over the next 91 days, what types of things next 3 months they should look at?
Yes, kind of going back to what I said a minute ago, you know, look at the desired outcomes, look at the different buckets of your business between, you know, generating new business, fulfilling your current business, any kind of like operations. Mm-hmm. Where can things be automated or where could you, you know, plug AI in? Something else, and I know you and I have talked about also, is the more detailed your SOPs are. So if you don't have your processes really dialed in and mapped out, let's put it this way. The people that do really have their SOPs dialed in and mapped out for this is how we onboard a client. This is what we do if a client has a return, or this is what we do, you know, in these different areas, the more detailed you have that laid out, what's going to happen is when these tools are available, you're going to be able to take that SOP and mm-hmm. upload it to some of these LLMs or whatever, these agentic tools, and it's going to be able to look and do the same thing that an employee would.
Absolutely.
It'll know this is step one.
Step by step.
This is step two, right? It's going to know all these different things. So one, be prepared. You know, make sure too many of us run our businesses just willy-nilly. We just kind of, this needs to be done, so we just go and do it. And we don't have everything documented. But the more you have these different things documented, the easier it's going to be for you to take advantage of some of these AI tools when they are a little more polished.
Great, great advice. And I think, you know, all of us as business owners have that need to take that knowledge that's oftentimes either company knowledge or head knowledge for us and get that documented somewhere. one of the things I admit I love doing, I love actually using AI to help write those SOPs, because we can give it an outline, or I can record a video of me doing something and it can then take that and turn that into a great SOP. So really good advice there. I love that. You had mentioned that you've got a webinar coming up, I think, quickly on AI. If people are interested, can you give me some more details about that, Billy?
Yeah. So what we're doing, you know, one of our other businesses is I've done a lot of coaching with agency owners and even people who wanted to start marketing agencies. Mm-hmm. You know, what does that look like? What do you need to do to start? And there's an opportunity right now for you to take these AI tools that already exist. And there are millions of businesses. I mean, what, 330 million or I think it's like 33 million small businesses just in the U.S., not including the U.K. and Canada and just the rest of the
exactly.
world that are primed. They already are very situationally aware. Like, they know that AI is out there. They mm-hmm. don't know how to implement it. And so there's a huge opportunity for you to be able to take these tools, find these businesses that want AI implemented, and how do you marry the two? How can you get paid to actually implement the AI? So we're going to show you, just teach on the opportunity, show you exactly how to locate the businesses most apt to pay for somebody to come in and implement these. We're going to show you what tools you can use and how you can actually find people to do the implementation for you. So you don't have to go out and learn all this. You can just be the ones kind of plugging everything in and connecting, kind of managing the project, but you actually have other people that can do the heavy lifting for you. So yeah, that'll be coming up on April 8th. We're going to be doing that webinar.
Awesome. And we will put the link down below if you guys are interested in that webinar. I want to learn more about that. We'll have a link down there so that you can go ahead and register and learn about that. Let me just tell you, Billy's an amazing coach. The amount of knowledge and mentorship that he's willing to share is incredible. So I definitely encourage you, if you're interested, check that out. It's super, super cool. Well, Billy, as we bring the plane in for a landing here, tell me, if you would, next steps for AI and your business, not necessarily your clients, but for your business. Are there any things that you're doing internally for your various businesses that you think might be worth sharing with our audience at all?
Yeah, sure. Great question. One, I think it's, we're still looking to see how can we best use AI to, what are some of the different AI services we can use to service our clients, to actually offer to them, but even internally. Really making sure, I had a meeting with one of my key integrator earlier today, for those of you who run off EOS and know that kind of thing, visionaries and integrators, but basically one of my key leaders, and we were talking about this, is we need to make sure that our processes are in place. And he was talking about just some issues we're having in one of our groups. And he's like, look, this can all be automated with AI. You know, being able to stand back and look and see, hey, we can, all this repetitive work that you're doing, I think we're going to be able to use automations and AI to take that off your plate. Mm-hmm. So it's not about replacing employees. It's about making them more efficient. How do we make them better at what it is they're doing? You know, I'm not trying to replace anybody. I love giving people opportunity. I love that, you know, our employees, most of them have been with us over 4-5 years, most of them. So I love our team and I just want to make their job easier. I want to make them more effective at their job. So we're right now looking at tools we can implement inside of the business to help them be more efficient.
Awesome. I love that. And I think that's actually one of the magical things about AI that a lot of business leaders are not thinking about is, it's one thing if you and I can save as business owners some time, that's great. But it's even more incredible if we can do that for our team and allow them to become more efficient and save some time. Because I don't know any of our team members in most companies that have more time at the end of the day than they do tasks. And if we can lower that stress level a little bit, give them the time to focus on the things that they really find important, I think that can have just massive value, not only to them personally, but also for those wondering about the business side to your business, because a happy employee is going to be a more productive employee and going to do a better job for your clients across the board. So I think great advice there.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, and I know we're kind of wrapping this up.
Oh, we're good.
But whenever you do have AI and it's dialed in, you don't have to worry about, like, let's say voice AI, you know, answering phones. Once it's dialed in, the good thing about it is it didn't get in a fight with its boyfriend last night.
Yes.
It didn't lose sleep. It didn't have it doesn't have a child that's homesick today. It doesn't have any of those emotional things that employees tend to have. And it's nothing against the employees. Like, we're all human. We have life. This, you know, our jobs, it's not the only thing we do. It allows us to go and live the life. But AI doesn't have that. And so once you get it up and you get it trained and it gets polished, it works. It doesn't call in sick. And so it's pretty seamless. So that's something else to keep in mind whenever you are implementing these different tools.
Last question, totally unrelated to AI and all, but you have written one of my favorite business books of all time, called The Blessed Entrepreneur. And if I had been thinking before I hopped on the podcast, I would have grabbed my copy that I've got sitting right over there. But I'd love to know, as an author in that, can you tell me, just, and again, totally un-AI related, just because I'm curious, what was the impetus behind that book, and what impact have you seen that making? Because I know it's been just instrumental in a lot of the ways that I look at being a Christian entrepreneur.
Yeah, thank you. That book was a little different than some Christian entrepreneurs write books like that for. So my message in that book wasn't trying to spread the gospel, which, I mean, obviously that's part of my heart too, but it was it wasn't a message for the marketplace about Jesus. It was a message to the church about entrepreneurship.
And I love that.
Giving people permission to go out and prosper, because we need funds to, like, we've got, as a matter of fact, my daughter leaves tonight. Her and her husband, Taylor and Tomas, they leave tonight. They're leading a group to the Philippines to go work in this orphanage over there. And you know what? It takes resources to do that.
Absolutely.
And one of the key stories I share in that book was, years ago, I was making straight commission, and whenever you think about it, even as a business owner, it's straight
commission. We kind of live there, yeah.
But I'd been making around $60,000 to $70,000 a year. Some of the other guys I worked with were making $100,000, so it just made sense. Like, that's my next goal. And I'm doing the whole goal setting workshop, or, you know, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down so he who reads it can run with it. So I'm doing this goal setting thing. So I write down $100,000. And then I'm writing down some other things that I'd like to see, you know, I like to accomplish in the next quarter or next year. And then I started praying about it. And it was like I felt the Holy Spirit stand next to me, put his arm around my shoulder and say, "Hey, Billy, let's talk about this $100,000. And immediately I was almost convicted. I was like, "All right, God, you know, because especially if you've grown up in church, we've all kind of heard this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be greedy. And if 60,000, 70,000 is my cap, if 50,000 is my cap, like, I would rather be poor in your will than wealthy out of your will." Like, and then I felt the Holy Spirit say, no, you missed this. You have this $100,000, your goal to make a year. I want to challenge you to make that your goal to give away a year.
Wow.
And immediately I thought, that's not even possible. Well, no, there's probably a lot of people, a lot of businesses that do that. So now the question is, who do I have to become to serve enough people, to make enough impact, to earn enough to be able to give away that much? And it dramatically raised my level of thinking. And there's a lot of people that resonate with that. And even that story, I didn't share for a while. And then I kind of got convicted and felt God say, "Billy, you're missing the point. We are looking for people to do that. I've got business ideas that I'm waiting to download into people that'll be faithful with their finances, that will go out. Like, I will give you favor. I will give you business ideas. Like, I will do all, make straight the crooked path
Mm-hmm.
If you say, you know what, I do feel some kind of entrepreneurship calling, I want to be faithful to that. Because I believe if God has called you to ministry or God has called you to business, you know, and let's say he's called you to business and you say no, it's the same disobedience as if he's called you to ministry and you say no.
100%.
It's still disobedience.
Yeah.
And he gives each of us different gifts and callings. And I think my business is a ministry. So I love to be, so in my heart in writing that book was, I want to equip people and let them know it is okay to have money. God just doesn't want money to have you. So how can you get plugged in and think like a kingdom entrepreneur, that we are blessed to be a blessing? And then let's plug into God. Let's get some of that wisdom. Let's see how we're called to love people, to love God and love people. And we serve God by serving his people. All businesses serve people. That's why people pay a business, is because Absolutely. They're looking to be served in some way, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's, we just had people cleaning our house because, you know, as we started the podcast, I was like, wait just yep. a second, because they're vacuuming right outside of my office. They serve us and we pay them. And you know what? They love it. We love it because
and everybody wins.
Everybody wins. So how can you, and you, really, this is kind of even what our webinar is about coming up in a few days. It's, there's a huge opportunity. There's people out there that want to know how to implement AI. You know, how can you now take these opportunities and be a win-win for everybody? You're going to bless this business. They're going to bless you by paying you. And then hopefully, you know, if you're a believer, you're going to be able to use some of those funds to help grow the kingdom. And that's where that personally, that's what I think it's all about.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. And thank you for writing the book. I think it was, like you said, it was different than many that write those books for Christian entrepreneurs. And I think it was just so insightful. It was spot on. You shared so many stories in there. And I just want to personally thank you. I know that book impacted me greatly. And I really appreciate the way you put your words down and shared with that. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, Billy, thanks. I know you're busy as anybody else. Thanks for taking the time to join me today. I want to thank everybody that's listened to the podcast today. It's been a great time. Love your feedback. If you enjoyed what we're talking about, we'd love to get your feedback and your ratings as well. But also, before we leave, check the comments. We're going to put a link down there for Billy's webinar. And if you're available, join in. I know it'll be worth your time. Thanks, everybody, and make it a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.